Elizabeth Elliot says that restlessness makes us cynical. We need certainty, surety, security, and that can only be found in God Himself because He's the one that's in charge of everything. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not be afraid or dismayed. That's from Deuteronomy 31:8, and this is your friend Elizabeth Elliot talking with you again today about the fruits of the Spirit, and today the subject is peace. The words of Jesus on this subject were in the context of the Last Supper. You remember that Jesus is having supper with his disciples just before he goes to the cross. And Judas, the disciple who is about to betray him, and Jesus knows that Judas is going to do this, has partaken of the same food with the rest of the disciples. To me, that's an astounding insight into the love of Jesus. Knowing what Judas was about to do, he nevertheless sat down at the table with him and partook of the same food. And then Judas goes out into the night to carry out his plot with the priests. Jesus knew all this. And in his talk with his disciples in John 13:31, he says, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and in him God is glorified. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him now. My children, for a little longer I am with you. Then you will look for me, and as I told the Jews, I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. So you are to love one another. If there is this love among you, then all will know that you are my disciples." The command is love. And then Jesus goes on to predict Peter's betrayal as well. And then in chapter 14, Jesus says, "Set your troubled hearts at rest. Trust in God always. Trust also in me. There are many dwelling places in my Father's house. If it were not so, I should have told you, for I am going there on purpose to prepare a place for you." And that beautiful chapter 14, one of the most wonderful chapters in the Bible. If you don't know your Bible very well, maybe you've tried to read it many times and you just decided to give up on it because it's so hard to understand. I would strongly urge you to open your Bible to the Gospel of John, which is in the New Testament. It's the fourth gospel. The New Testament begins with Matthew, then Mark, then Luke, and then John. Find chapter 14 and just read that whole wonderful chapter of the things that Jesus was saying to his disciples just before he left them. He tells them there's no need for anxiety. He's going away. He has revealed to them his Father's nature, and he says, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You'll do what I say." In verse 27, after telling them how important obedience is to him, well, let me read verse 21 first. "The man who has received my commands and obeys them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and disclose myself to him." If you ask, how do I get to know God? Here's the answer, John 14:21. You get to know God by doing what he says. And when you do what he says, he reveals himself to you. And you are proving to him in the only way that we can prove to God the reality of our love. We're proving to him that we love him. And then he says in verse 27, "Peace is my parting gift to you. My own peace, such as the world cannot give. Set your troubled hearts at rest and banish your fears. You heard me say, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would have been glad to hear that I was going to the Father." for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now beforehand so that when it happens, you may have faith. Now think about Jesus' parting gift. It's peace of a sort that the world knows nothing about. Yesterday, we read some passages indicating the peace that the Apostle Paul had. It came from the same source, from the Father. And that same peace that Paul found even in prison, and that Jesus found on the eve of his betrayal and his crucifixion, is meant for you and me today. That's what I'm here to tell you. His peace, this heavenly peace, is for you and me. I'm also here to testify, as millions can testify, that it is real. I have experienced the peace that passes understanding. For many years, those were just mere words to me. But suddenly I found myself a widow. I was the only missionary on a jungle station in Ecuador. I had too much to do. The bottom seemed to have dropped out of my world. And yet, God gave me this incredible peace. And how often we're helped by some saint who has gone before us. And the saint who helped me then, not one who's listed in the official lists of saints, but one who, certainly in my book, was a great saint. She was Amy Carmichael. And she helped me through a poem that I had memorized some years before, but the words of that poem struck me like a thunderbolt when I was living on that jungle station after my husband had died. And I want to read you the words of that poem. It is one of my favorites, and I hope that you too will find it so helpful as I did. It's called In Acceptance Lieth Peace. And the he that she refers to here is just anybody, you or me, just some unnamed individual. He said, I will forget the dying faces. The empty places, they shall be filled again. O voices moaning deep within me, cease. But vain the word, vain, vain. Not in forgetting lieth peace. He said, I will crowd action upon action. The strife of faction shall stir me and sustain. O tears that drown the fire of manhood, cease. But vain the word, vain, vain. Not in endeavor lieth peace. He said, I will withdraw me and be quiet. Why meddle in life's riot? Shut be my door to pain. Desire, thou dost befool me. Thou shalt cease. But vain the word, vain, vain. Not in aloofness lieth peace. He said, I will submit. I am defeated. God hath depleted my life of its rich gain, O futile murmurings. Why will ye not cease? But vain the word, vain, vain. Not in submission lieth peace. He said, I will accept the breaking sorrow which God tomorrow will to his Son explain. Then did the turmoil deep within him cease. Not vain the word, not vain, for in acceptance lieth peace. I found the truth of that statement. I realized there was nothing that I could do to change the fact of my husband's death. I'm talking to many of you who are experiencing something which you cannot possibly change. In acceptance lieth peace. Not in trying to forget, not in busyness, crowding action upon action, not in aloofness, withdrawing and being quiet and shutting your door to pain. That's what would be called denial. and not in submission in the sense of capitulation, to defeat. There will be no peace there. But that last stanza, let me read it again. He said, I will accept the breaking sorrow, which God tomorrow will to his son explain. Then did the turmoil deep within him cease. Not vain the word, not vain, for in acceptance lieth peace. In Isaiah 53, we read, his chastisement or his punishment brought us peace. We read in Romans 15:13, peace comes from trust. Peace is the result of a mind fixed on God. Isaiah 26:3, peace is a blessing from the Lord. Psalm 29:11. Peace is promised to those who are meek in Psalm 37:11. God is called the God of peace. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, equip you thoroughly for the doing of his will, and effect in you everything that pleases him to the glory and praise of God. That's my prayer for you today from Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. And may he give you his peace.
Anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.